Queer.
Welcoming to the studio a very welcome return guest that we love to call Frankie DeValance.
Yay!
As opposed to my really luscious over-the-top double cream with sugar twisted frosting, Francesca de Valence.
Oh my gosh, it makes me want to vomit.
You probably found a Frenchman somewhere.
I don't know. It's a bit like Pepe Le Pew, oh my darling. Come to my, I love you, I love you.
Frankie, thanks for having me.
Frankie de Valence. Good to see you, mate.
Good to see you. Guys.
And your heart, as we were saying, is still on display.
I love that my heart is still on display.
It was very well received. It was like,
that's a year ago now.
Yeah, people were around here. Michelle Brown, our previous station manager, was like, "Oh, did we get one of the oh?" And I thought, you know, she'd put it somewhere, but you know, it's where absolutely everyone can see it. It's,
yeah.
So we are so thankful.
It's spreading for
that.
The love and the light.
Love and the light. Songs from the trenches.
Yes.
It sounds
dark.
Ominous and dark, is it?
It is whatever you make of it. But Songs for the Trenches is, you know, songs that share the spirit of the Anzacs, mateship, courage, community, sacrifice. You know, there's light and darkness to all of those elements and traits and values of the Anzacs. And I think there's just as much tears as there was laughter and shared at that time of history.
You're doing this Sunday week on the 30th of April at St. John's Church in Bulimba.
Correct.
Right. You're not doing this alone. You have two partners in crime.
I have some partners in crime. It's
two
mates
in the trenches.
Trenches,
you
yes.
know. Two. How many other really bad World War One puns can I throw in? Two
sisters
people.
With,
yeah, you know, me. Going over the top with you. You know, all that sort of stuff. I am not going to announce your compatriot who's sitting in the studio, because Wolfram beautifully pronounced the other person who's with us name exceptionally.
Zenia Puskarz Thomas.
Yeah.
Sorry, now that you put me on the spot, I can't pronounce it.
That's all right, neither can I.
Zenia, welcome.
You can get another go. Go have another
Puskarz.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's great.
Zenia Puskarz Thomas. It's like, yeah, one side of Europe to the other.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, it's a bit of Greek, a bit of Polish.
Why not?
And Thomas. Thomas,
yeah,
is
Thomas
very
just
Welsh.
That's
it's very Welsh indeed. It's like one of our young volleys come future announcers. Sammy is half Finnish and half Welsh. So he has Sami Heinonen Barnes.
That's an awesome name.
It's,
yeah,
great.
It's great.
So Zenia, how did you get involved with Francesca?
Well, actually, I've been in TOCH for a while. I joined it when I was in school, and I graduated a while ago, but one of my old school teachers got in contact with me saying that they were holding a concert, and they did one last year and it was a lot of fun. And they said that Francesca was holding a concert and would I like to join, and of course I'd really love to. And it's
so just to let everybody know, this is actually a fundraiser that iHeart Songwriting Club, which is the club that I have founded, is actually presenting a concert that is a fundraiser for TOCH, which is a... Do you want to talk about it since you're a member?
Yeah.
It's a charity organisation, and they have a lot of programs and sort of charity groups that they help out. So they help out at the hospital. They also help at retirement homes. And... it's been a privilege. Yes, they need funding to keep the group going and to keep all their, you know, support for their activities. So
they're very hands-on organisation, and they formed during World War One, I think, around Belgium, if that's right.
Yeah, I think so.
It was actually some of the brothers that, you know, banded together in order to give support to the community in which they were in.
And it's one of the interesting things about World War One was on one hand, it was tremendously jingoistic. It was very patriotic in a really, what we now see as quite a vulgar way. The whole thing about God, King and Empire, and both sides were fighting for God, and tremendous atrocities were committed, but the beginning of community action, the groups that got together, and you talk about Tok H, that is an example of the community that got together to provide support. You know, down to the fact, right through to Queen Mary, who was the, you know, Queen Consort at the time to George V, was knitting socks in Buckingham Palace for the soldiers in the trenches. I mean, it's very lovely. They sent those poor men there. But there's that sort of community spirit. So the concert that you're doing, is there that... I'm really getting the understanding that you really want people to bond with you in support of this community organisation that bonded and helped bond people together in a time of great stress.
Well, yeah, I think World War One obviously was a really dreadful time, but I think in the formation of Tok H, especially, I mean, not only with Tok H, but a lot of people just came together and didn't matter, you know, what they wanted to do or who they were or their backgrounds. They just wanted to help because it's a really difficult time. And it's continued. I think this charity group has continued in that spirit, that you just come together and you help people in need. It doesn't matter who you are, who your background is, but everyone can help. And it's really great that we can do this concert. And, you know, in any small way that we can help, which is maybe my music, we can bring people together and also towards a good cause.
And the music that's being sung, is it all World War One standards like Long Way to Tipperary and all those?
Xenia is presenting a beautiful collection of songs that are classical standards and some, I suppose, modern standards. Some Dame Vera Lynn, which I've got a bit of an association with too.
I'll do the justice.
You will do Vera beautiful justice. And now Dame Vera Lynn is another interesting character. She's she also did a lot of community work, and she didn't want to be out in the spotlight, but she did it because she was the Force's sweetheart. They voted for her to be the one that would sing to them in the trenches.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one thing also about the war was music was such a sort of it joined people together.
Sure.
So, you know, it was hope.
Camaraderie.
Dame Vera Lynn was is connected with the Second World War.
Yes.
And interestingly, one song went from one side to the other. The song Lili Marlene was a German marching song, which got picked up on Forces Radio in the West, and then Goebbels banned the song in Germany because Marlene Dietrich started singing it in English for the Allies, so the German version
Don't care.
Yeah.
Because we're just about bringing people together and sharing the love, right?
Exactly.
Like, we don't care about all that other BS.
We are with Francesca de Valence. See, I still have to put the...
Just Francesca de Valence.
Or Frankie.
Oh, Frankie. Yes,
g'day.
Please. Do Frankie.
You like Frankie?
I love Frankie. It never cottoned on. I get Fran. Fran's are boring. Frankie's way more fun.
Sorry to all those people I know called Fran.
Sorry, everyone called Fran.
Frankie, yeah.
Call Frankie.
And Xenia rhymes with Kenya. I love the way you made us understand how to pronounce that when you arrived. It's Xenia, like Kenya.
Oh, I just do it, so it's a quick way to get everyone to know my name.
As without...
I suppose I shouldn't, but...
No, that's fine. We're here talking about an event that's happening Sunday week, April the 30th, at St John's Anglican Church in Balmoral, which
Bulimba.
Is... Balimba.
It's
Balmoral. Close.
Same.
Very similar. Yeah, it's not the same. You never tell people in Brisbane if they're in one locality, they're that one. It's like people say to me, oh, you live in Rosalie, and I get very dark. I was like, that's the shops down the road. I don't live
in
the shops.
I live in Auchenflower, clearly.
No, I live in Rainworth, thank you.
Sorry. Like Barton. Oh, no, the other one.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Stuff like that. Xenia, the stuff that you're doing musically is... must be really rewarding to you as an artist, someone who's studied and grown as an artist, to be able to present these works which have a lot of emotion about them.
Yeah, it's a real privilege, just given the history that this music has. I mean, I think it's 400 years old, so there's such a history. There's so many people have done it before you, and still there's so many different ways you can still approach it.
So what's one of the pieces that you're doing? You said 400 years, so we're looking at stuff which is Renaissance period.
At the moment, I'm actually rehearsing for an opera that's coming up in May. It's by Mozart. It's called Idomeneo.
Idomeneo. Yes. It was one of his earlier
yes,
operas.
It was
written in the opera seria style.
Yes.
And it was one of the ones that, if you believe Peter Schaffer, attracted the attention of the Emperor Joseph II.
Yes, it's a very dramatic, and it's a very large work.
Mm.
And I'll be playing the role of Idamante, which is actually a pants role. So,
and
I'll
for
be
this,
a,
yeah,
I'll
pants
be
role
a
means
boy,
a so boy. It's a girl playing a boy. Yeah,
yeah, which is really fun. I mean, not every day you get to kind of be a boy and try things that maybe you think that a boy does. So it's a lot of fun, but he's a really complicated character, and you've really got to try and justify dramatically all the stuff that they do.
And singing Mozart
at the same time.
As far as I'm concerned, he's the greatest composer that ever lived.
Besides Bach. Sorry.
Bach, but yeah, look, I always say to people, I start at Mozart and I go backwards.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Go Mozart, Haydn, Bach, all of them, Vivaldi, Telemann, then keep going back to Monteverdi, then keep going back to Josquin des Prez. Go back even further to Dunstable, and then back to Hildegard of Bingen. So, yeah. And that fantastic composer, Renan.
Wow, I think you've covered all the history of opera.
And she, well, it's she. There's a lot of she Renans in there as well, too, I think. Lots. Really quickly, the iHeart Songwriting Club we've mentioned just before.
Yes.
Very quickly, this is something you launched a few...
Two and a half years ago,
but it's now globalising it
a
now.
A month ago.
Yeah.
So we're a global social digital platform for songwriters around the world to stay motivated, connected, and be writing every week and somewhere to belong to, so it's not so isolating to be writing. But really, it's about becoming unlimited as a creator.
That's beautiful. And you said you've just had your first... New York or America?
Yeah, yeah. We're doing some advertising in America. We've actually had a few people that have been in America and been writing, but these people actually have no connection to us except they've just heard about us and they love what we're doing and now are joining the bandwagon, joining the club, literally.
Using the internet for good and not for...
Yes.
Well, Wolfram knows all about that.
Yeah,
yes, maybe.
Certainly do.
So the iHeart Songwriting Club is hosting this concert, and we put on concerts every 3 months, and we'll be around the country, actually. But this one in Brisbane is with Sam Buckingham and Xenia, who's sitting right next to me, and we're presenting songs. So Sam and I have written songs that represent, that community spirit of the Anzacs, and we're calling it Songs from the Trenches, and it's a fundraiser for TOC H, and we think we just want to bring the community together and share the love.
Well, sadly, I will be in somewhere else.
That's okay.
I shall be there
in spirit.
You'll be there in spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people
that won't be there, but they'll be there.
Your brand new single I just mentioned is Yellow.
Featuring Megalodon.
Now, this is interesting. I mean, this is...
I collaborated with a hip-hop artist.
Exactly.
I know, so rad, right? I'm like the coolest Frankie ever.
Frankie and Megalodon. We don't have time to go into the history of how you and Megalodon got together, but
Tina Walsh here.
Yes, Tina Walsh, who does Goldilocks
Tina
folk.
And Byron. And Byron introduced at the engagement party. I met Brennan, who's Megalodon. We kind of just met in the hallway. He said, "Can you sing on one of my tracks?" And I said, "Can you rap on one of my tracks?" Done.
Done.
That was literally it.
And this is it. Thanks very much. Chukas for April 30th.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Xenia. Thank you, Frankie.
Having us.